All over Ulster's countryside, you'll find oftentimes gospel texts attached to trees and lampposts and walls and different buildings. And it's very much a feature of the Christian heritage that this nation of ours has enjoyed. It's just out here doing a visit in the heart of County Down, just on the rolling hills here. Beautiful countryside all around. And I noticed this text that you'll see on the telegraph post behind me. John's Gospel, chapter 3. Ye must be born again. It's taken from verse number 7 of that great encounter between Nicodemus, the religious man, the ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Nicodemus was a religious man, a respectable man, a rich man, a well-known individual. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was a rabbi. It's like he would have been the chief theological lecturer in the seminary at Jerusalem. He was a man who was supposed to have all the answers. But the reality was, he was discouraged and dissatisfied with his religious experience. And then whenever the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the carpenter from Nazareth, came onto the scene, he had just turned the water into wine, he had performed miracles, he was preaching, people's lives were being changed. Nicodemus was curious, and it was evident that he was speaking with his friends about this strange Galilean. And so he came one night under the cover of darkness and began to pour out his heart and ask the Lord Jesus Christ all of these great questions. And maybe today you've got questions in life and your religion or your religious experience has not provided the answers. Jesus Christ explained to Nicodemus that his greatest need was to be born again of the Spirit of God. Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then he said in verse number 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then in verse number 7, the text that you see behind me, ye must be born again. It's an absolute necessity, the new birth. It's a universal necessity, except a man be born again. But it's also a personal necessity. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You're never born as a Christian. You never become a Christian through attending a church or becoming a member of a church. But you're born again as a Christian whenever the Spirit of God opens your heart and gives you new life from above. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of the will of man, nor of the will of the flesh, but born of God, born from above. George Whitefield was a great preacher. And he often preached on this text behind me, ye must be born again. He preached it so often. And there was an old saint of God who heard Whitefield preach many times in that text. And she came to him one day and she says, Mr. Whitefield, why do you always preach on that text, ye must be born again? Mr. Whitefield says, well, it's very simple. Because ye must be born again. I'm sure you've heard the phrase before, a born again Christian. You've maybe passed texts like this before in the countryside of Ulster. You've maybe been given gospel tracts and you know well the text, ye must be born again. But have you been born again? Is there evidence in your life that you're really born again? Have you got a heart for God, a love for God, a desire for Christ? The book of Ezekiel explains the new birth by God putting a new heart within us. And whenever he does that, he causes us to walk in his statutes, to walk, to follow on, to know the Lord. And it's evidence that we've been born again whenever we love Christ. We keep his commandments. We live a new life of obedience to the Saviour. Have you been born again? Because except you're born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Friends, thanks for listening. God bless you. And we'll see you again next time.